think we left off in the middle of the topic of Adram Shibich Saviyat Rasham Yamar Alpeh, if I'm not mistaken. Again, there's a pasuk in Chumash, the parsha's Kisisa, I think. Ksav l'chas ha-dvarim ha-ela ki api ha-dvarim ha-ela kata et chabris ves Yisrael. So the Gemara understands ha-dvarim ha-ela is a miyut. It says twice, ksav l'chas ha-dvarim ha-ela. I only give you permission to write down ha-dvarim ha-ela Torah Shebichzav. You're not permitted to write down Torah Shebichzav. Ki al-pi ha-dvarim ha-ela, al-pi refers to Torah Shebichzav. Al-pi ha-dvarim ha-ela karati et chabris ves Yisrael. The Gemara understands in Gittin that l'karas ha-kadosh baruch ha-bris im Yisrael ela al-Torah Shebichzav. The Ike increases bris is really on the Torah Shebichzav. The Torah Shebichzav is open to the non-Jews. We're not permitted to teach Torah to the Nochem. Goes on Torah Shebichzav. Torah Shebichzav, apparently from the Gemara, it would appear that you may teach to the Nochem. When Yeshua ben Nun came in Eretz Yisrael, here I had to write the whole Torah by Er Heitev. He had to write it b'shivim lashon, so the Yomasalim should be able to read it. Not necessarily that they should convert, even if they don't want to convert. We assume that to teach a ger Torah before he converts is permissible. That's a machloikas. Rabbi Kevegra in the Tshuva disagrees with the Maharsho. The Maharsho says on the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos and Bamei Madlikin that a ger who plans to convert, you're permitted to teach Torah to the ger. That's not included in the prohibition of also the Lamed Torah Libnei Noyach. And the Rabbi Kevegra in the Tshuva disagrees. He thinks that you're not allowed to teach Torah. We accept the common practices that we assume like the Maharsho. Adarab, if you're not going to teach Torah to the ger, the Munkacher writes in his tshuva, in the Minchas Aloza, he writes, if the Bezdin is not going to teach Torah to the ger, so they're in violation of Lifnei Ivam when they convert him, then he has to like tefillin today. He has to daven mincha, he has to go to the bathroom, he has to say Asher Yotza. So you're not going to teach him anything. How is he going to know how to be an observant Jew? So the Minchas Aloza says, I think he writes he's a descendant of Rabbi Kevegim. So he writes he disagrees with his ancestor. He says, we follow the Maharsho, that you're permitted and obligated to teach Torah to the non-Jew who plans to convert. But even if the non-Jew doesn't plan to convert, to teach Torah Shebichzav is usually assumed that it is mutter. That's the Poshib Shat and the Posek. Al-Pi ha-dvarim ha-el ha-karatit ch'bris v'es Yisrael, l'koras ha-karash bo ch'bris im Yisrael el al-Torah Shebalpeh. The unique thing that singles out the Jewish people from the Yom HaSoilim is the Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebichzav was made available to the Noch if they want to read it. Okay. Taka doesn't have too much of a meaning. We don't understand it too well. Exactly. The Torah Shebichzav is like an outline of it. You have an outline of the mitzvah of Shabbos, an outline of the mitzvah of Tefillin, an outline of the mitzvah of Mezuzah. One line. Chzavta Mezuzah Beisech V'Sherecha. So you already know what Mezuzah is all about. So it's a brief, bikitsa. Okay. It's not that valuable, but it's something.
But what if they have like a big kasha on, on God, on Judaism from Torah Shebichzav, and there's a simple answer from Torah Shebichzav, you can't tell them the answer from Torah Shebichzav?
If it's a kasha on God, so emunah, the non-Jews have to have also. They're supposed to believe in God. That's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs been enough. So to teach them Sheva Mitzvahs, the Gemara said that's mutter. They teach, let's say, all about Nezikin. They should learn Gemara with Marsha, with Ktsois, with Nesivas, with Achronim. That's okay. That Sheva Mitzvah is the two. To teach Sheva Mitzvah is the two is Mutta. But to teach in other areas, to teach Halacha not. But to teach about God and the way God runs his world, that's part of the mitzvah of Emunah. They have to have Emunah also. That's a Shaila. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nei Noach, is Avodah Zarah. So what if the non-Jew doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, but he's an atheist? Is he in violation of Avodah Zarah? So I thought for sure that's included in the din of Avodah Zarah. There are those who disagree, but I don't think it's correct. So I think to teach Emunah to a non-Jew is mutter, to tell him what we believe in about God, about Ashgacha Pratis and the Bechir Chavshis and so on and so forth. First of all, there's also Torah Shebichzav. It's all Beferish and Tanakh. But even if it weren't Beferish and Tanakh, that's Sheva Mitzvahs there too. That's part of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. They're not permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. They have to believe in God. You have to believe in Hashgacha Pratis and Bechira Chavshis, etc., etc., everything else. So they, again, so in this pasuk, the Gemara has this drasha, Ksav l'chas ha-dvarim ha-ele. You should only write down ha-dvarim ha-ele. Oh, you're permitted to write down Torah Shebichzav. Ki al-pi ha-dvarim ha-ele refers to the Torah Shebalpeh. Only allowed to say Balpeh, Torah Shebalpeh. Ha-dvarim ha-ele is a miyut. Dvarim Shebichzav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. Dvarim Shebalpeh, you're not allowed to write Bichzav. That's how the Gemara has the two drashas. So that's a shaila. What does that mean? That means that there's an iser, and the Gemara that we learn from the Gemara says in Temura, the beginning of the second parak in Temura, there came a time where the Chachamim saw that the Torah Shebaal Peh is going to be forgotten if we're not going to write it down. So they figured, Eslas Hashem Efer Torah Secha, they better write everything down. That's the question. Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnah. It means he edited and then it was published and then they wrote it. And then everybody, after the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi editing the Mishnah, was studying, they were teaching Mishnah in the yeshivas from written text. Oh no, they edited the Mishnah is how it was recited Baal Peh, but it was still being recited Baal Peh until some later date. So this is a big dispute. This is a big machlokes among the historians and among the achrayim. Most of the achrayim, corresponding to most of the historians, assume that the Mishnayos wasn't taught mitoch haksav until the days of Rabbeinu Rabashi. Even after Rabbi Yudah Nasi edited the Mishnayos, he was still reciting Mishnayos Baal Peh. He was still not reading from a text. The Rambam writes that they had private notes. The Gemara refers to Megillah Stern. Whoever heard a shir would go home and write, or they would, b'shas ma'isa, they would write notes. Each person would have his own Megillah Stern, his own private notes. But the public shir will not be given mitoch haksav until some later point. That's assumed to be the later point is in the days of Rabbeinu Rabash.
This is in the haksav, even though it's not our klap and it's not without. This is in the
haksav. Pashto says that it is mitoch haksav. It's not Baal Peh. We have a written text, so that's mitoch haksav.
So the other side should be true, that the Torah that's written in the Chumash be considered mitoch haksav, or the Siddur should be. Why do they ask it that? Why is it Tehapel? Because it's not one should be equal to the other.
Not necessarily. I don't think it's necessarily totally Zabizeh. Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh. So if you read from a printed Chumash, that's also called Baal Peh. The only time it's called Mitech HaKsav is if it's the official Ksav that's required for the Sefer Torah, for the Tanakh. It means a la klaf, written properly by a Jew and so on. And Torah Baal Peh is supposed to remain Baal Peh. If you make it into a text, even though it doesn't correspond to the official text of the Tanakh, it's supposed to be Baal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is supposed to be Biksav with rules and regulations of Biksav. Torah Baal Peh is supposed to be Baal Peh. So if you have a printed book, so it's neither here nor there. It's not Biksav for Torah Shebichsav, and it's not Baal Peh for Torah Baal Peh. It's neither. So that's the question. How did, when they were finally matter the writing down of the Mishnayos, and they were teaching from a text, we mean they violated the din. Dvarim Shebichsav, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yatar Eshal Yom Biksav, means that they were a violation of the din. So how could they violate the din?
What is it, if people are writing notes, what does it mean, Bichsav and Baal Peh? Would the Bichsav be like reading word for word as it's written in the notes, as opposed to Baal Peh, or where the Rambam would elaborate upon it? Or?
So the Rambam who writes this in his Hagnamah to the Mishnah Torah, that everyone kept private notes, Megillah Stor in the Gemara refers to it. So the Rambam apparently assumes that this prohibition only applies when you're transmitting Torah to others. These two dinim, Ksav luchas ha-dvarim ha-eile, dvarim she-bichsav have to be b'ksav, dvarim she-al-peh have to be b'al-peh, as a din in Mesiras ha-Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to transmit the Torah she-bichsav and the Torah she-al-peh to Bnei Yisrael. He had to transmit the Torah she-bichsav mitoch ha-ksav, but he had to transmit Torah she-al-peh, b'al-peh. But for keeping private notes, that's not transmitting the Torah. That's, I have notes at home. I have notes to make sure I don't forget. So I read my notes, and then I come to Shir, and I say the Shir b'al-peh. As long as the transmission of the Torah Shebaal Peh is being done Baal Peh, so I'm not in violation of anything. There never was an Issa. According to the Rambam, there never was an Issa on writing notes of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Issa was that you're not allowed to transmit Torah Shebaal Peh to others mitoch haksav. Like we do. We read a text to the Gemara. We read a text to Tosfos. We're reading texts. So according to the Rambam, we're in violation of the din when we give a shir based on the reading of a text. But if you don't give based on a text, you hear everything Baal Peh, so then even though you have notes at home, you're not in violation of anything. That's the sheet apparently that the Vilna Gaon has adopted. The Vilna Gaon and the Bi'ur HaGra in Hilchos Kriyas Shema writes that he thinks the Iker is like that answer. Tosfos and Yuma and Temura and different Mesichtas, Tosfos raises the question, how do we say Kriyas Shema Baal Peh? Is Dvarim Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh? Watch the Herta. So Tosfos gives various suggestions. So one of the terutzim that Tosfos gives is the only time there's an Iser is the Baal Koreh, who wants to read Kriyas HaTorah for the Tzibor, the Megillah for the old Tzibor, or the Haftorah, he has to, when you're giving, transmitting Torah from one to the other, you have to transmit Torah Shebichsav mitoch haksav, and Torah Shebaal Peh has to be transmitted Baal Peh. But if you're just saying Kriyas Shema for yourself, So Tosfos gives that answer. That's not included in the prohibition. So the Vilna Gaon thinks, he writes that, he thinks that that's the correct answer to the kashya. He assumes like this pshat in the Rambam, in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. Rab Chaim Silverman has this in his Sefer on the Rambam, Binyan Halacha. He wrote, and he was very young, he wrote the Sefer on the Rambam called Binyan Halacha. Chaim Silverman was a super genius. He just passed away about 10 years ago. He was a great Goyen Adir. So in his Sefer, he has this, not only does he have Divrei Torah on the Rambam, he has Divrei Torah on the Rambam's Hakdama. So this is the piece that he has in the Hakdama Sarambam, the Mishnah Torah, developing this whole thing. That's what the Talmidim of the Gros say, based on the Vilna Gaon, if the one who gets Maftir on Shabbos is going to lay in the Haftarah from a klaf, so everybody should listen and be yotze, because he's saying Dvar Meshibichsa, Mitoch Haksa. But if he's going to say from a printed Chumash, and that's Baal Peh, so he's not allowed to say Torah Shibichsav to others, to be Moitzi Adiz Zedech HaRosam, Baal Peh. So then everybody should say along with the Baal Maftir. If he's not laning the Haftarah from a klaf, he's laning from a printed Chumash, so that's what the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon say, based on the Vilna Gaon. Everybody should say along with the Baal Maftir. Everybody should read from their own.
Is it because it's considered Talmud Torah, and so therefore it falls into the category of where the Rambam was talking about that it fits?
Right. Tosfos says, how do you say Kriya Shema Baal Peh? It's Dvar Meshibichsav. The one answer that Tosfos gave, that the Vilna Gaon adopted that answer. So one answer was, if you say Kriya Shema for yourself, there's no problem. If you say to be Motzi others, like Kriya Satorah, Haftorah, so then it has to be Mitoch Haksav. So if the Baal Maftir is saying the Haftorah from a printed Chumash, so that's Baal Peh, that's not Mitoch Haksav. Everybody better say along the Haftorah. Everybody has to be Motzi themselves with the Haftorah. The Baal Korah who learns from the Sefer Torah, so he's mitzi everybody with the Kriya Satorah. He's learning mitoch haksav. But if he's saying the Haftarah not mitoch haksav, you're learning from a printed chumash, and then everybody, you should have at least 9 people say along with him, so you have a minion of people are being yotze Haftarah.
So let him do that for Sefer Torah as well. Let him say the brachos, mumble along the Kriya of the Sefer Torah, and have him maybe mumble that. It should work for everything except Megillah and Zohar, which are mentioned by Sefer.
Could be.
Or if it doesn't, it shouldn't work for the Haftarah either.
A good question. Okay, good question. There is a Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah writes all the rules and regulations. What's a kosher Sefer Torah? Then he says, L'mayin Afkamina. What's the difference between the kosher Sefer Torah? So he says, one Afkamina to be Moitzi, to be Yoitzi, the mitzvah, Kisvah L'chem Esashir Azaz, Siva Sefer Torah, has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. Then he writes another Afkamina. The Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, you cannot blame Kriyas HaTorah unless it's a kosher Sefer Torah. That's what it says in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. So the Kesef Mishnah on the side quotes Akasha, I think from a Tshuvas HaRashba, that it's a Tshuvas HaRambam where the Rambam writes that B'chol Orei Svara, the common practice was, these Talayin Kriyas HaTorah, not from Akasha Sefto, these Talayin Baal Peh. So how does that correspond to what it says in the Mishnah Torah? So Stira Gluya. That's the Rashba and the Tshuva. Yes, that Kasha quoted by the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah.
Is it
because it's Talmud Torah, because of being Motzi, that anytime
you want, the one wants to be
Motzi,
they have to
even suffer Aksav? Supposed to be Talmud Torah Derabim, so if the Balkar is laying in, so that's acceptable. One lanes and everybody listens. And if he's not laying in Mitoch Aksav, then you have to have everybody should say along.
So if it's just in and for being Motzi, like Kiddush, or something else which is not in the Nina Talmud Torah, could one be
Motzi,
others
Baal
Peh, or does that also have to
mean? I mean, Kiddush, the fella says, Baichulu. Baichulu is not part of Kiddush. The Kiddush is just the Bracha. The Bracha, there's no problem. Bracha can say Kiddush to be Motzi the others. Bracha is Torah Shebaal Peh. Other Rabbah. All the Brachas should be Torah Shebaal Peh. You shouldn't say a Bracha from a Siddur. You should really say the Bracha Baal Peh. Unless you think you're going to make a mistake, then you got no choice. You got to say the Bracha from a Siddur. But strictly speaking, in the days of the Tanoim, they said it's prohibited to write down Kosvei Brochas Utfilos a Kesorfe Torah. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, why? Because if there'll be a Dleika, if there'll be a fire, then you're only allowed to be Matzal Kisvei HaKodesh. You're not allowed to be Matzal Torah Shebaal Peh in the days of the Tanoim, because it was forbidden to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. It was also to write it. So you're not allowed to be Matzal it. So the Gemara has a Loshon, Kosvei Brochas, if someone writes down a Siddur, is Kisurfei Torah. Why? In case there'll be a Srefa, you won't be allowed to save it, so it'll be your fault that all of these brachas are being destroyed. Why was it also to write down the brachas? Apparently it was assumed that the nusach of the bracha is part of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So just like it's also to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh, so it's also to write down the brachas.
Why is the Urim doing that Gemara? Is it the
No, the Urim says you're not in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah if you're going to say.
He says it's not
an Aveira. He said it's not an Aveira, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa, so you really shouldn't have done it. So, and since you really shouldn't do it, so you're not allowed to be matzalit on Shabbos.
But so this is the idea of tefillah, then that's a separate thing from transmission of the Torah. Not only can you not transmit the Rosh Hashanah Peh from Ksav, but you shouldn't use it in any official context. If you're saying the brachos, also, when I'm saying things, Kiddush, for myself, so you're saying I should do that not from a Ksav, unless I think I'm in a Mesav. But that's not transmission of Torah to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that would also, so he's, this maybe, idea that it should be not just transmission, but any official capacity of Torah Sheba'al Peh should be al peh.
I don't know. I mean, according to the Rambam, according to those who say Gadol Megoyin, that the prohibition of Dorm Shebichsav, Dorm Sheba'al Peh is only when you Moisa Lacherim. So what do you do with this Gemara by the Siddur? I don't know. You got to work it. Maybe Bismarck Gemara, they had. That the chazan was moitzi everybody with all the brachas.
Okay.
He's always moitzi with the brachas. I don't know.
But he's home, making kiddush for himself. Maybe they're not.
Maybe he's mutter. Okay, could be.
Would the Rambam also say that when you're giving a shir to Torah Shebichsav, you're teaching children, or even adults, you're transmitting the word to Torah Shebichsav, so they don't all have Sefer Torah in front of them. But when you're teaching them, they memorize, and you have to. You should have the Sefer Torah in front of you. So it should be
teaching.
Right, you're teaching, but you're transmitting Torah to children. You have your Sefer Torah.
Probably should have. The Gemara has, the Medrash has a Lashon. Pasach Rish Lakish V'yama. It means that Rish Lakish gave the sermon and he opened up with the following Pasach. So how do you translate the word Pasach? So the Pasach Pshat is, he opened the sermon by reciting this Pasach and commenting on it. So Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that some of the Mefarshim translate Pasach, he opened up the Sefer Mishlei, and he read from the Mishlei. He opened up the Sefer Tehillim. Pasach V'yama means he opened up the Sefer, not just he opened the sermon. He started the sermon by quoting a verse from the Bible. He opened up the Sefer, and he read. That's a Shaila, whether you have to really open up the Sefer and read Mitoch HaKesav. So we have so there's an issue. We have a din in the Gemara. We're not sure exactly what it means. So that's the Vilna Gaon has adopted that position in Taisvah, that it's only a din. And it sounds a little from the Rambam that he holds like that. That's what Rav Chaim Zimmerman has in his Sefer Binyan Halacha. That this din of Dorm Shebichsav, Yatara Shaleyam and Alpeh, Dorm Shebichsav, Yatara Shaleyam and Mixav, is only a din when you're transmitting the Torah to others. It's a din in Mesirah, Seda Mesirah Satara Lacher. And Taisvis, and most of the Bali Taisvis don't hold like that. Most of the Bali Taisvis hold it's a problem even when you recite Kriya Shema. How are you allowed to recite Kriya Shema Baal Peh? Should be a Nisar of the Orm Shebichsav, Yata Rasholi Yom and Al Peh. So Taisvis gives one suggestion that maybe Dvarim, that everybody's ruggled by him, Kriya Shema, everybody says a few times a day, so there's no concern that you're going to make a mistake. Taisvis says maybe that's the nature of the prohibition. You're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebichsav Baal Peh because you may distort the Pasuk. And then you'll forget what it really says in the Pasuk. A lot of people say Psukim by heart, and they get so used to saying, everybody does like it, they get so used to saying the Pasuk the way you think it says, till you already forgot what the Pasuk really says. Till you forgot. Sometimes, in fact, someone made a list of this. So one of the Maskilim, one of the Frumah Maskilim, wrote a biography of the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, of the Avnei Nezer. So in his biography, he points out that in a few places, the Avnei Nezer has a diuk on a pasuk that's non-existent. The pasuk doesn't say like that. So in the footnote, he writes, he quotes from several other achreidim. They made diukim on psukim from memory, and the psukim don't say like that. Rav Soloveitchik and Milosh would also do like that every so often. He say, why does the pasuk say like this? It doesn't say like that. Gave a hold right there, and the pasuk doesn't exist. That's not the way it's said. So Taisa says, one opinion of Taisa, that's the reason why there's an Issa. The Rambam should be chsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh, because the concern that you may distort the Pasuk, and then it'll be a problem. But if it's a famous Pasuk like Kriya Shema, everybody knows Kriya Shema by heart, then Taisa says maybe that's mutter. If it's famous, it's no chashash of distortion.
They just misquote a word, a letter, something's off.
No, the long Rabbi Kivega is a different thing, that the Gemara seems to have had a different masorah. from ours. No, the Gemara is talking medayik. Why is it mole? Why is it chaser? And in our Tanakh, it just doesn't correspond. No, this you have a lot of times. The Amoraim will quote a pasuk and they'll paraphrase the pasuk. They won't say kitzurosa. That's. But Rabbi Kivege points out that we have stiras between the Masora, the way it in our Sifrei Tanakh, and the way the Chazal had the Masora, the way the Gemara had the Masora. That's a problem. Rabbi Kivege's problem is a major problem. Yeah.
So when one does give a shir to people, is it preferable, according to what I've just saying, that we should have the pasuk in front of you when you say, and actually read it? If you know for sure that the pasuk, you know the Ashkei, you know the pasuk Balpeh. And that's what I guess what I'm going to ask is, which is a higher madrega? To know the pasuk Balpeh or to actually quote it?
What are we going to quote it? We're going to have it written down on a piece of paper. That's also Balpeh. Everything is Balpeh. You mean you have it written down, so you know for sure that you won't make a mistake. You have a Chumash, is also Balpeh. It's only called Meter Chaksav if it's written on Klaf. Anything less than Klaf is not Biksav. It's not Balpeh either. Torah Balpeh, you got to say Balpeh, so if it's printed, it's not Balpeh. But it's not Biksav either. It's neither here nor there. It's no good for the requirement for Torah Shabbat Klaf. And it doesn't live up to the requirement for the Torah Shabbat Klaf being Balpeh.
For those of us, is there any mila to reading Torah Shabbat from the Ksav? Or for them, it's
the mila
surely
the Mishnah. Right.
So then a printed book has all the words there.
Okay.
So they should have any problem with it for Kriyas HaTorah, for anything except Zohar and Megillah. Should they have any problem at all?
I mean, learning Kriyas HaTorah from a printed Chumash?
Well, because the real Iker is the Asim HaMisrach, so you're not going to be Asim HaMisrach, the words are all there.
Unless you should say that the Takana was that you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah Dafka from a Sefer Torah.
Do they say that?
The Gemara in Gittin sounds like it says like that. The Gemara says that if you have a Sefer Shalom, if you have less than a Sefer Shalom, it's called Balpeh. Let's say now we're learning Parshas Tazria. So you can't just have a klaf that has Parshas Tazria. You have to have a whole Sefer Shalom of Vayikra. If you have only Parshas Tazria, you're not going to have the whole Chumash Vayikra. That's called Balpeh. So what if you have a whole Chumash Vayikra written on klaf, so it's a Sefer Shalom. Can you learn Kriyas HaTorah from that? So the Gemara says no. If they cover at Sibu, you have to learn from a whole Sefer Torah. It's not enough Sefer Shalom. So you see that you need not just that you need Mitoch HaKsav. You need even more than that. They cover at Sibu, you need a Sefer Torah.
And then the Sefer Haftarah, they allow the Sefer Haftarah to ultimately because of Eis Lassos. But otherwise, you would have to say the same as Kriyas HaTorah, you need a whole Sefer?
That's what it sounds like. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. That whenever you have a Haftarah, if you have less than a Sefer Shalom of Yishai, less than a Sefer Shalom of Yecheskel, whatever, Haftarah Spora, you need a Sefer Shalom. You can't just have that Haftarah written on cloth. That's not, if it's less than a Sefer Shalom, so it's not called Mitoch HaKsav.
What if the whole thing's there, but part of it's possible?
So that's the Shaila. We know that by Megillah, the Gemara says, if it's Ruba, is Nichta, the Miut is missing, so Ruba Kukula, so it's good. And the Sefer Torah, we usually assume Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes, Sefer Torah Shechaser Aisachas Psulim. It doesn't appear in the Gemara, but that's what it says in the Rambam. Sefer Torah Shechaser Aisachas Psulim. So the question is, how do you draw the line over here? How come by Megillah Esther, if it's Nichtav Ruba, it's acceptable? How come by Sefer Torah, even though it's Nichtav 99.99%, you're missing Aisachas is no good? Is that because Megillah Esther is Nikris Igeres, the Nikris Sefer? As the Gemara says, it's Igeres means as a lower level of Kisvei HaKodesh. Some Tanaim and Amoraim held that it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. The Kodesh only has 23 Svarim. It doesn't have 24. So even though we have adopted the position that Esther, Megillas Esther, is Matamis Ayodan, is that it's part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, then maybe it doesn't have the full status. The Gemara says, not maybe. The Gemara says it doesn't have the full status. That Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeres. On the one hand, it's Taken part of Tanakh. On the other hand, Nikris Igeres doesn't have 100% all the Dim. So it could be that there's a special Kula Omer Megillas Esther, but any other Nevi Maksum, if Yechaser Esachas is Psula. Or it could be that it's a special Yetzimah called by Sefer Torah. Rav Soloveitchik suggested because the pasuk says Vayikachalos Moshe Lichtav is called Divrei Torah Zos Atumam. When he finished writing the whole Sefer Torah from the beginning to the end, then he gave it to Shevet Levi. He says Samtamasa B'tzad Aram Bris Hashem V'Hayach Shem B'Chol Yei. So it says Atumam Vayikachalos Moshe Lichtav Atumam. So maybe only in Sefer Torah you need every letter, Sefer Torah Shechaser Esachas Psula, maybe all Nevi'im Ksuvim have the same status as Megillah Esther, the Nichtav Ruba is good. Rav Soloveitchik raised this suffix. You look in the Tshuvas HaRitva, he talks about it. The Ritva talks about it, but it's very unclear what his maskan is. He also raises the two pasuk. He says both, B'Nishim Achas. He says because Nikri is Igeris, but then he says it's different by Sefer Torah. So it's problematic what the Ritva said. I have the old edition of it. I have the edition of the Chuvus HaRitva that they printed 60 years ago. I don't know, maybe they have a better edition now. Maybe it has a better manuscript. But in the old edition, the Ritva raised the issue, and it's inconclusive what his position is on the matter. Very unclear what his position is.
Do you have Achra?
Do I have Achra?
Yeah,
no. I do not have Achra. No, Rav Salech, he just raised the suffix. No, well, that is the Marvigil. He doesn't know.
Is he familiar with Chuvus HaRitva?
No.
No.
Chuvus HaRitva were not printed yet when he had the suffix. No, he was not familiar. No. But it doesn't help. Chuvus HaRitva. Doesn't help. So this is the topic that the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes from Rabbeinu Shlomim in Ahar, one of the Balei HaTosfos. He says, what does it mean in the Mishnah, Lo Hifsid Tarem HaKarei BaTorah? The Gemara says, HaKarei Mekan V'Elech, if you missed Zman Kriya Shema, you recite Kriya Shema 11 o'clock in the morning. Guy wakes up late, it's still Zman Shachris, so he's going to daven Shachris, and he's going to say Bichas Kriya Shema. So it says, Lo Hifsid. The Gemara says, Lo Hifsid, of course Hifsid. Hifsid V'Hifsid. He missed the Zosman Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham quotes a Tosefta that the institution of Zosman Kriya Shema is Daraisa, not like the Kesef Mishnah suggested that it's only Midirabban. So how can the Mishnah say Lo Hifsid? So the Gemara interprets Lo Hifsid Abrochas. He's still permitted to recite the Brochas. That's before the Mishnah on Yudam and Beis, towards the bottom of Yudam and Beis. What is the Pirish Amilus Lo Hifsid? Lo Hifsid Abrochas. Fine. Yeah, but how can you say Lo Hifsid Abrochas? So it's Kodem HaKorei BaTorah. Kodem HaKorei BaTorah goes on the Parsha, it doesn't go on the Brochas. How do you read the Mishnah? So the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes from Rabbeinu Shlomim in Ahar. What it means is, we allow, not only when you're reciting Kriya Shema for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, even if it's after Sozman Kriya Shema, and you cannot fulfill a mitzvah, but you still permit him to recite the Kriya Shema Baal Peh. Kodem HaKorei BaTorah. Normally, Korei BaTorah, we don't allow Kriya Baal Peh. But Parsha Shema was exempted from that din. It's an exception to the rule. Every rule has an exception to the rule. So the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes from the Rabbeinu Shlomim Ben Ahar that Parsha Satomid is a mitzvah ben HaTorah to recite once a day, every day. Where did he get that from? So that's the Gemara in the end of Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu he's going to give Meretz Yisrael. He says, Bama'eda ki Roshenu. What does it mean, Bama'eda? How do I know you're going to keep your promise? How can you say it like that? So the Medrash says, the Gemara says then, the end of Megillah, Bama'eda, Be'ezah Schus. What mitzvah do I have to be medactic about that in the schus of that mitzvah, my descendants will have the right to maintain Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbi Shalom says, Chol Yeglim Shaleshes means B'schus HaKrovas HaKorbonis. So then, that's all that appears in Chumash. Then the Gemara continues the conversation. The Gemara has a tradition that Avraham Avinu asked, this is Nicha B'zman that you're able to offer Karbonis. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the opportunity to bring Karbonis, so what right do the Jewish people have to maintain Bailus over Eretz Yisrael B'zman She'ein HaKrovas HaKorbonis? So the Rabbi Shalom responds to Avraham Avinu, let the Jewish people recite the Parshas HaKorbonis, and Mala Ani Aleim Kilu Hikrivam. I will consider it as if they offer the Karbonis, like we know the Pasuk, and the Neshama Farm Suasein. The Gemara quotes a different Pasuk there, but it's the same idea. The theme of the Neshama Farm Suasein. So the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes that that's a din min HaTorah. To recite Karbonis is a din min HaTorah. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber gives it as a recommendation. Amidas Chasidus, to recite Parshas HaKarbonis. But this Rabbeinu Yoni is writing as if it's a din min HaTorah. If the Rabbeinu Shalom told it to Avraham Avinu, so that means it's a din min HaTorah. Then he says, Mikra Bikurim Arami Avidavi is a mitzvah min HaTorah. On some occasions, to recite, the farmer should recite Arami Avidavi when he brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Kriya Shema. On some occasions, when you're davening Bizman, and you're saying Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah, so you're permitted to recite the Kriya Shema even Baal Peh. You're allowed to recite these parshios Baal Peh because the Torah seems to single them out. This is a parsha that has to be recited. So it's self-understood that he doesn't have to have a whole Sefer Torah in order to lay. So the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes the Pshat, Lo Hifsid, Kodem HaKorei BaTorah. Not only is he permitted to recite the brachas, he's permitted to recite the parshios of Shema Baal Peh, even though he's not in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. These parshios were exempted from the prohibition because on some occasions, namely when you're reciting them bizman, you're permitted to say it Baal Peh, so even if you say it Shalei bizman, you missed the Sozman Kriya Shema, Still, these parshas are an exception to the rule, and we permit you always to recite these parshas Baal Peh. Or the same thing, Arami Avad Avi. Not only are you permitted to recite Arami Avad Avi at the time that you're bringing Bikurim to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, even Stamazot, you can recite Arami Avad Avi Baal Peh. You have to be careful not to distort the text, you have to say it correctly, but you're permitted to recite it Baal Peh all the time, even when it's not the Shemitz. So that's how he interprets the Mishnah. This whole interpretation simply doesn't work according to the Vilna Gaon. According to the Vilna Gaon, there's no problem. What's the problem? Saying Kriya Shema is b'chalal not a problem. He's not saying it to transmit the Kriya Shema to other people. He's just saying Kriya Shema for himself. So according to the Vilna Gaon, he can't accept that pshat. But this is one of the Rishayim, one of the Balei Hatos, he learned that that's pshat.
Shaila was
cut
in Kabbalah Sotara.
Avraham Avinu's conversation is cut in Kabbalah
Sotara. Was it Nishna later? Because is that called Mitzvah Daraisa? Even though, I mean, maybe that's what
the Mechaber holds. Why the Mechaber doesn't hold like that?
He says it's Kino. I mean, he closed the page, but since I'm like Daraisa, I mean, from the Russian
community, that what?
He says, Mizakam, he's Kino Lamar Parashas and Kurban or something.
But the Rabbi Yain is telling us, he's quoting this Mishnah, he's saying that this is an exception to the rule. He assumes that we're dealing with an Issa Deraisa Dorm Shebichsav, Yata Rashal Yaman Alpe, even Ben Ola Ben Atzma. He's not saying it for others. He holds that it's still an Issa. And these were singled out as exceptions to the rule.
Unless you say it's like Cholamai, that the Torah said this is the general rule. There are exceptions to the rule. Uh-huh. The Rabbanan can have a decision making.
Okay.
Is that, otherwise, how do you resolve Kiskinu with Mipnei Shechova?
Good. Could be that that's what he means. Okay.
According to this opinion, could you read Pasha Zohar from the Chumash then? Or even Baal Peh? According to this opinion, because the Torah singles it out.
Parsha Zohar, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yudaleh, that Parsha Zohar has to be Mitoch HaKsav. If it's Minat Torah, that's the question, whether Mitoch HaKsav is also Minat Torah, or is just Minat Torah that it should be Bepeh as opposed to Belev. So that's a discussion in Mishnah Brura, I think, whether Mitoch HaKsav by Parsha Zohar is required Minat Torah or only Mitoch HaKsav.
How could it not be? I mean, they use it as the assumption from which they make a Gzeira Shava. Nizkarim v'Naasim from Zohar. Zohar is Basefer. They assume it's the Horizon. Mm-hmm. So it's like a Basefer. That's not the Horizon. Then the whole institution of Megillah sort of falls apart.
It's an Asmachta. Could it assume it's an Asmachta?
Then how do you get Nizkarim v'Naasim, the whole idea for Mikra Megillah? Why should that be Basefer?
No, that's an Asmachta.
And the original?
The original is the Rabbanan. Huh. Could be.
So they're both drama.
Yeah. See, that's one who learns Gemara. That's always the question you should ask. Is this the Raisa de Rabbanan? When you start the Mesich, the Kriya Shema, is it the Raisa de Rabbanan? At Gimel Shoes, is that the Raisa de Rabbanan? At Chatzos, is it the Raisa de Rabbanan? The Mishnah Brura, whenever he's quoting from the Prima Gaon, that's the first question the Prima Gaon always asks. Is it the Raisa de Rabbanan? Yesterday we were talking, I gave a shiur before Mincha. So that Shmurim Matzah, you have to make Lishma. Is it Deraisa Derabbanan? The Mishnah Brura raises the question. Is it Deraisa Derabbanan? Then you have to say Bepeh. Is it Deraisa Derabbanan? Every step of the way. It's important always when you learn to be Mavar. Is it Deraisa Derabbanan? And if it's Deraisa, what's the Pasuk? Depending on what the Pasuk is, it may shed light on the nature of the Din. If it's based on one Pasuk, it means one thing. Based on a different Pasuk, it sometimes has a different meaning, a different understanding. So that's the question. All the Dinim that we're used to, not everything is Deraisa. It could be that a lot of these Dinim are Derabbanan. So Nachman, so we learned the Mishnah. Okay, the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema Shel Shachar is problematic. So one Brisa said Alos HaShachar, and the other Brisa said Hanetzach Hama. And the Balamor assumed that was on Chesam Beis. Balamor assumed that you can't accept both Brises. He said he doesn't understand how can the Rif accept the both Brises? They contradict each other. When is the earliest you can say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar? When is the latest? You say Kriya Shema Shel Arvei, Zman Shel Zeh, Lo Kazman Shel Zeh. How can you say in the same period of time that it's both Zman Shtim, Zman Kimbo, Bebasach, it's impossible? That's what the Balamor understood. And the Rosh is Miyashiv Deriv, and that's the official shita that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch Nishgefelach, that there's a period of time that can be labeled both as b'shachbuch and as b'kumecha, but you shouldn't do a tarta desasri in any given day. If you say kriya shma, if you want to say kriya shma shal shachar after alos hashachar, then you better say kriya shma shal arvis before alos hashachar. If you want to say kriya shma shal arvis after alos hashachar, then you better say kriya shma shal shachris after hanetzacham. Okay. Then the question is, and when is the earliest you can say, if you assume that you can say Kriya Shma Shel Shachar before Hanetzach Hama, when is the earliest you can say? So the Rib says, Mishas Alos HaShachar, literally, Alos HaShachar. Aye, but the Gemara says, Mishiyakir, A, B, C, D, five different shittas Mishiyakir. He says that's Shaloi B'Shas Atchak. But if you know in advance it's going to be a big Shas Atchak, then we even permit you to recite Kriya Shma Shel Shachar immediately miyad after alos hashachar. Tosu said on the bottom of Chesam the base, it can't be miyad. Had the knock at alos hashachar lab davke miyad. You have to wait till mishayakir. What are the mishayakirs? So that's a further machlokes. Then the five different mishayakirs. Yeah, from the five different mishayakirs, which one do we accept? So the Gemara says mishayakir schaver berichuk dalaramas. Halacha kacher mishayakir schaver berichuk dalaramas. Okay. Then kriyashma kibasikin. That's the hider of asik. Fine. Then the Mar talks about the significance of being Samech Gula L'Tfilo. What does he quote? Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yudah ben Al-Yokim, Mishum Kala Kaddish of the Yerushalayim, whoever is Masmech Gula L'Tfilo, and is in a Nizir Kalayim. So Rabbi Zeri says, I bet it's not true, ain't he? But no, I always am careful to be Masmech Gula L'Tfilo. And then I had a great tragedy. The Mar said, what was the tragedy? They made me donate a big chunk of money to the government. And he said, so what's so bad about that? That's a good thing. There is a mitzvah of kavod abrius that's based on the pasuk. Here it says, l'kamon yutes amibes. So yutes amibes is the whole sugya of kavod abrius. Starts on yutes amibes, the fourth line from the top, and it goes on until kof amidal. So Yutes on the base is the pasuk is based on the pasuk of Lo Yitamo. The kohen is not permitted to be mitame to any mason except for the Zayin Krovim. And then the pasuk says Lachos Apsul Shel Haisalish Lo Yitamo. His sister dies and she was never married, so he's either permitted to be mitame or obligated to be mitame. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. That's one of the three psukim that is Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Whether it's a chayva or a rishus, and we pass a chayva. Lo yitam is a chayva. He's mechuyev to mimitami. So that mitzvah to mimitami to design krayvim is the basis, is the foundation of the din of kavod abrius. Kavod abrius. So the Gemara says the kavod abrius applies. Not all people deserve the same degree of kavod abrius. There's a din kavod hamelach. There's a din kibud aviyim. There's a din kvod talmid chacham. There's a din kvod hanavi. And what do you do when they contradict each other? What's Kavod Abrius? Is based on Tzelem Alekim or is based on Bonim Lamokim? The difference is, what about Nochrim? Nochrim have Tzelem Alekim, but they don't have Bonim Lamokim. So the Gemara talks about being Mechabed de Malchei Umas Olam. The Gemara says that Kavod Abrius is sometimes Matir and Issa de Rabbanim. Kavod Abrius never Matir and Issa de Raisa. The Pasuk says in Mishnah, and Chachma Bein Fun Ben Eitzel the Neger Hashem. Whenever what is in violation of an Aveira, Kavod Abrius doesn't play a role at all. But what if one is only a violation of an Issa de Rabbanon? So then the Gemara says the klal that Kavod Abrius should dechal loisese Shabbat Torah. How can it be? The Gemara says the loisese of Dinim de Rabbanon, the loisese of loisasser, called midid de Rabbanon, called midid de Rabbanon, as mechino alav de loisasser. That's how the Gemara says on Yutes on the base. So Kavod Abrius is dechal Dinim de Rabbanon. So the Gemara gives an example. Kavod Abrius is you permitted a kohen is not allowed to be metame l'meisim, but medalgam hayinu al gabi aronus shal meisim, they would jump over the aronus where the whole issue of tumas kadim is only the rabbanon. Why is it only the rabbanon? So the Gemara talks about a story about a pesach tefach. Okay, some kind of an explanation. So since the whole issue of tumas kohanim is only the rabbanon, so we permitted b'makom Kavod Abrius. What's an instance of Kavod Abrius? Likras Malcha Yisrael, to jump over the Aron Shel Meisim in order to show Kavod to the Melech. Melech is going to have throngs of people showing him Kavod anyway, but because he's the Melech, so every additional person counts. So you should also go. The Kohen should also go, and even if it means that it's going to be Metamei Tumah de Rabbanon, to violate the Tumah de Raisa not, but to violate Tumas Kohanim de Rabbanon, we would allow it Bishum Kavod Abrius. Then the Gemara says, not only lo likras malchei sol bevado, afil likras malchei akum. even we would even permit him to violate an iser tumas kahanim the rabbanon in order to show kavod to the malchei akum. And then the brayser continues, the memory, the gemara continues, shim yizke yavchin ben malchei sal malchei akum. If it'll be zach, if he'll live so long to be mekabel pnei mashiach tzidkeinu, and the melech hamashiach will be a yiddish melech, so he'll see what's really kavod hamelech. What's Yiddish Kavod HaMelech in contrast to Kavod HaMelech of the Nochrim? So what is the bottom line? What does it say here in the Braisa? The Din of Kavod HaBrias applies even to Malchei Akum? Means because they're also Tzelem Alekim. Or the only reason why is Shemizke Yavchim Be Malchei Tzelem Malchei Akum. It sounds like it's an additional time Shemizke Yavchim, but you allow the fellow to violate Tumas Meis de Rabbanon because he may live so long to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzikenu, and I'll see the contrast between that. That's what it means. It means, no, right now, you allow him to violate Tumas Meis de Rabbanon to show Kovet to the Melech. And then an additional consideration is, and also Shemizke Yavchim, to say that that's the reason why it's Mutter. He said, none of these people in the days of Gemara, did none of them live so long to be in the Kabbalah Pnei Mashiach. We hope Mashiach will come today, but all the Amarim, all the Tanoim Amarim, all those who are doing this, none of them lived so long. So how can they be matter all the generations to be Mekabel Pnei Malchei Akum? So maybe it just means that Kavod HaBrias, there is a degree of Kavod HaBrias for Akum also. There's a Bonim Lamok and Bnei Yisrael have a stronger din of Kavod HaBrias, but there is a fundamental basic din of Kavod HaBrias by Nochrim as well. And by Malchei Akum, there's also a din of Kavod HaBrias. That's what we mentioned from the Chasam Sofer, that how could Yosef, if Yosef was freed from the prison on Rosh Hashanah, so how can it say by Galach, by Chalav Sim Loisef, how was he allowed to shave on Rosh Hashanah? If we assume the Ovis fulfilled Kol HaTarakula, Kodim Shenitno, so the Chasam Sofer says, what do you mean? The Ovis fulfilled Kol HaTarakula, Kodim Shenitno, that was Betoris Einim Mitzvah of Yosef, and showing Kavod to the Melech, that's a real din, that's Medina. So when you have a conflict between a real din that's Medina and the Midas Chassidus, you have to observe the real din. The real din requires by Yigalach, even if it happens to be Rosh Hashanah. It's a Midas Chassidus that even Kodemat and Torah, the Ovis and their children, and Yosef HaTzadik, should observe the Issa Melocha and Rosh Hashanah Kodemat and Torah. But to show Kavod to the Melech, to dress up nicely, it's a real din. So
what
of course,
does that mean, a real din? A real din from where?
I don't know. He assumes that even applies to Bnei Noach. Huh? He assumes that that's part of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach.
Which one?
Okay, that's a good question. Which one?
You say Shmichas Dalim because it says keep it selling and keep it asa asa adam.
Could be.
You say it's din because the melech is a din. I mean, you
could be. Could be dinim. Could be it's ritzicha. I don't know. But that's in the drushes of the Chasam. Says no, that's a real din that you have to show above the melech. That's a real din.
If we say for Malchim was because of Tzalan, then that wouldn't just be for the king, that would be for all of them. So why would we talk about they should cover to the Malach?
Yeah, the Gemara says that we don't believe that all men are created equal. There's a more of a chiyuv kavod to the Malach than to the plain person. There's more chiyuv kavod to Avi V'Yimo, to Talmid HaChachamim, to Novi, to Kohen Gadol. There are different degrees of kavod HaBrias. Gemara talks about Kavod HaBrias to keep the oval company. They're permitted to violate Tumah DeRabbanan. The Kohanim are permitted to violate Tumah DeRabbanan to keep the oval company on his way coming back from the cemetery going home. That's also a Kavod HaBrias. There are different degrees of Kavod HaBrias. So we don't say that every case of Kavod HaBrias is Deicha and Issa DeRabbanan. Those cases that are more severe, they're not. There is an inyan of Kavod HaBrias. And those that are very chamor, so there we allow you even to violate an Issa DeRabbanan. If we cover a bias kal, we wouldn't allow you to violate an Issa DeRabbanan. So if they covered malachim, that's a chamadik adin of cover a bias. So for that, we allow even Tumah DeRabbanan.
Is there a time to say that for Nachrim in general, even without Tzalem, that maybe we should still have cover a bias? For malachim, we say Shem Yizke, but for regular people, if we're not careful for cover a bias with Rebellion, then we might end up not being careful with Jews. So we should be careful, or we wouldn't say that because of all the levels involved.
Could say, mean it's a gzera. Could say it's a gzera. I thought it could be me and Amikar at din. There's a din of Kavod HaBrias to a non-Jew also. There's a din, he also has Tzalem Alekim. We mentioned, Rashi Achumish writes Coveting Beradam Ayamahu Kikilus Elakim Tov, you have to bury everyone on the same day because everyone was created with Tzelem Elakim. So Ramban is Masig and Rashi, Ramban from his Masig. He says, but we have the Farish and the Rishami that the din of Coveting Beradam, the whole mitzvah Kvura, on applies to Mesi Yisod. But Mesi Akum, there is no mitzvah Kvura. Period. So, aye, but they're created with Tzelem Elakim. So you see that the din of Kvura only depends on Barim Lamakim. It's not enough to be Tzelem Elakim. So that's his Masik and Rashi. So it means that that aspect of Kavar Abriyas, that there's a mitzvah Kvura, doesn't apply. After the person died already, so that only applies to Jewish people. That doesn't apply to Nochri. But we're talking while the Nochri is still alive. So there is a din of Kavar Abriyas, to treat the person while he's alive, to treat the person with respect and dignity, because the Sof Kol Sof does have Selim Alekim, even if it's not Barim Lamo.
On the same level as
the Jews? Stam not. We see that there are many different levels. Kavod HaMelech and Kibud HaAvim. So Mistama, the one who's bottom lamakim, is closer to more of a degree, greater degree of Tzelem Elokim.
So the thing of Levi Sames, from when we did his bedim until to the Makom Kvura, is there also the end of Kavod HaBrias as well? Is Kavod HaBrias?
Yeah, that's part of Kavod. The original pasuk Lo Yitama goes on Kavod HaMeisim. The Gemara in Ksubis in the second paragraph assumes that Kavod HaChaim is al Pipshuta Mochamad and Kavod HaMeisim. If there's a din of Kavod HaMeisim, so it's a Kavod HaChaim that there's a din of Kavod HaChaim. Whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaMeisim, so Kavod HaChaim takes precedence over Kavod HaMeisim. The Gemara has a Braisa. If you have two parties that are traveling on highways and then they join at a crossroads, one group is going with a chas and kala and they're going in that direction. The other group is going with a mace and they're going to the cemetery in that direction. You have to decide who's going to go first. So the Gemara says, you let the mace wait and the chas and kala take precedence. So the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Rishonim who explain why is that so. Because the chas and kala, that's Kavod HaBrias of Kavod HaChaim. And the levaya, the funeral procedure, that's Kavod HaMeisim. So even though the Chumash you only have Kavod HaMeisim, lo yitama, but we assume based on a Kavod HaChaim, the Kavod HaChaim is required while the person is alive. There's a stronger din of Kavod HaBrias, and it's mochamer. There's learned that from a Kavod HaChaim, and it's mochamer than the Kavod HaMeisim. So whenever there's a conflict between Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaMeisim, so the Kavod HaChaim takes precedence. A lot of people only have respect for someone else after he's dead. Because man is alive, they don't show any respect. So that's not right. If there's a din that you have to be mechabed the person after he dies, you have to give more kabbid while he's alive. We always stand up. When the Chevek Hadisha bring in the mace, everybody stands up. So we're not standing up out of respect for the mace. We never stood up when he was alive. What are we standing up now? The Bartanura says we're standing up out of respect for the Chevek Hadisha who are performing a mitzvah now. Like the Mishnah says in Bikurim, you have to stand up when the Mevi'ei Bikurim came into Yerushalayim out of kabbid oisei mitzvah. So that's why we stand up when the Kvata brings in the baby for the bris, when the Chevek Hadisha bring in the mace for the funeral. We're standing up out of respect for the Oisei Mitzvah, not so much out of the dead person. Respect for the dead person, we don't have to give him more respect after he's dead than while he's alive. People are nervous after a person dies. You're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Because man is alive, we talk all the Lashon Hara we want. And after he dies, so then it's the reverse. The whole Issa Derais of Lashon Hara is only when the person is alive. You shouldn't ruin his reputation. You shouldn't hurt him. After he's dead, it's only a cherem hakad manim shalal lahotzi la'az alamez. But mochamer is while he's alive.
Where does inyan come about by chuppah today? A lot of people stand up as the chassan of the kala comes through. Is it inyan that the mitzvah that they're doing?
So some say because the chassan is marching to do the mitzvah, like the mivi bikurim are on their way to perform the mitzvah. So the chassan is on his way, marching to the chuppah to perform the mitzvah of getting married. So that's why he stand up, out of kvod osei mitzvah. Right. I think the Rishonim say that. The Rishonim give that explanation. Others say different reason because the Chassan is Daimel HaMelech, so that's why you stand up. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that term because he said Chassan Daimel HaMelech is only after the Chuppah. Before the Chuppah, he's not yet a Chassan. After the Chuppah. So he thought that the reason why people stand up for the Chassan is because, like Mevi'ei Bikurim, he's on his way to perform a mitzvah. That's where the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei in Hilchas Tzedakah quotes one of the Achronim says, when the Gabbai walks around his shul with a pushkin to collect tzedakah, so you should stand up out of respect for the Gabbai. Just like over there, you stand up out of respect for the Kvata who's bringing the baby. He's not doing the bris milah. He's bringing the baby to enable a moil to perform the bris. So here, the Gabbai who goes with the pushkin, you should stand up out of respect for the Gabbai.
Is there People are always doing mitzvahs, so every time someone's on the way to do a mitzvah, we should go stand up. Someone's gonna go daven, we should stand up.
I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting in Shul Samikot, comes in to put on some talis and films. I have to stand up out of respect for him. Was he about to put on a talis and film? I don't know.
Every time someone walks into the Beis Medrash to learn, stand up.
If you were to say Kriyas Shema and the Chassan comes in, then presumably you wouldn't stand.
I don't know. It's a good question. That's a good question. Okay, so what does he say? So the Gemara, so this Reb Zera says, how can you tell me that there's a school of whoever is careful about being masmich sorech gula tefila, eino nizah kolos, ayam he'll have a divine protection the whole day long. I always am careful to have smichas gula tefila. Look, I fell in today. They made me pay a penalty to go visit the government, the governor. So he says, what's so bad about that? That's a proper thing. There's an inyan of showing kavod amalchus. That's really Hasanami, boy loch lemea vagro, it's kedai, you should pay money, lemechsi api malka, to visit the melech, to show kovah, damar abiechna, leon mistar alonim, loritz likres malchi umasalam, shim yizke yavchen, yeah.
I'm trying to say that after every time a person is on a hul, it's filo, you can find some kind of positive things for every negative thing that happened to you.
The Gemara just says a haftacha, he won't be nizak kalos ayom. And if there was some hezek, so we should look into it. We should really assume that it wasn't a hezek.
And is it for Istanbul too, or just a ticket?
I don't know. That's unclear. Then the Gemara tells a story. One of the Amaroim said, "Why don't you go see my brother? He's a big Talmud Chacham." Shol b'shlama de Rabruna achi. Go be mechabed my brother because he's an Adam Gadol who was samech b'mitzvahs. On one occasion, he was masmer gula tefila. He had a smile on his face all day long. So they said, what do you mean? On one occasion, he was masmer gula tefila. We do it every day. So they says, no. What happened was, vasikin, that's what the Ramban explains, because it's very hard to know how to daven vasikin, because if you don't have a clock in the days of Gemara, you don't have a watch, you don't know what time exactly is going to be on Eitz HaChama. So one day, he hit it exactly correctly. So then he had a smile on his face all day long. Fine. Begging by the kasha, how can he be masmer gula tefila? He say Hashem svasa tifta before he start to say Shema Esrei. Shain. The Gemara says gula arichta tefila arichta. Shain. The answer is we know. Then the Gemara talks about yiul eratzen emreifi. That's a pasuk in Tehillim at the end of Perek Yutes. Begging the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Why do we recite Yiul Eratzen Imrei Fi at the end of the Shemana Esrei? And referring back, Imrei Fi, everything I said should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can just as well have said it in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei. Michti ha Yiul Eratzen Imrei Fi mashma lebesof mashma meikoro. It makes sense to say Yiul Eratzen in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, just like it makes good sense to say it at the end. So why do we decide to say it at the end? Gemara said because in Tanakh it appears at the end of the 19th Perek in Tehillim, and it really is the 18th Perek, not the 19th Perek, because Perek Aleph and Perek Beis should really be one and the same Perek, okay? That Aleph is the first half of the Perek, Perek Beis is really the second half of the Perek. It's only one Perek. How many problems do we have in Tanakh, in Tehillim? 150. So the Gemara says it's really a mistake, it's really 149, because Aleph and Beis is really one and the same Perek. So the Gemara says, since the Yiul Eratzen Meifi appears at the end of the 18th Perek, so that's why the Chacham decided to introduce it at the end of the 18th bracha in the Shemana Esrei. Maybe that's why they split it up into two brachas, because after the Adar Olam Hashem, so we have 19 brachas. So by us, the Yiul Eratzen Meifi is at the end of the 19th bracha. So it made it the end of the 19th chapter in Tanakh. Whatever. The Gemara says that it's really the end of the 18th, as opposed to it's not the end of the 19th. The Gemara has a famous story, Bir Yoine, where the gangsters, the gangsters who lived, the Pshivivusa de Rav Meir, in the neighborhood of Rav Meir, and used to give him a hard time. So he used to pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should cause them to die. Havakaboy Rav Meir Rachmi Elavayu, Rav Meir used to be Mispalke Echad Elei Musa, they should drop dead. So his wife said, that's not a nice thing to do. It says in the Tehillim, Yitamach HaToyim in Ha'aretz. It doesn't say Yitamach Hotim, it says Chatoim. It says chatoim. What's the difference between chotim and chatoim? So some translate Chotem asinus and chatoim asins. We only pray that the sins should disappear. We don't pray that sinners should die. So that's very difficult. It's not true. We say, well, we do pray that the sinners should drop dead. So others interpret that's what the Nesivus writes in the Sefer Nachlas Yankif on the Gemara. He interprets, chato also means sinners. Chotei, my people who do sins. Chatoi, my people who are so involved in sins that they are a physical embodiment of sin. So we only pray that those should die, those people should die who are so mushrash bechet, that they represent chet. But just because a person does a sin once in a while, or he does sins a lot, but he doesn't really represent, he doesn't become a chepza v'avera. Like Dovah HaMelech says, ani tfilo. What do you mean, ani tfilo? So the Baal HaMor writes, ani ish tfilo. Ani shalom, chi adabe heim olam. What do you mean, ani shalom, ani ish shalom? What do you say, ani shalom? He was so eager to have peace, he became a physical embodiment of that concept of peace. So here also, chatoim also means sinners, but it means a person is so mushrash beret that he becomes a physical embodiment. So those people, we do pray that they should die.
Who says that?
The Nesivus writes like that in his Sefer over here. I remember Rav Gerelik said he heard it from the Brisker Rebbe, the name of the Nesivus. He didn't know where the Nesivus said. So years later, when I got this Sefer of Nachlas Yankov, the Nesivus has it on the Gemara, exactly where it belongs.
Shouldn't we ask, maybe instead of asking them to be, that they come back to where closer to Tshuva maybe?
Right, that's what his wife told him. Instead of praying that they should die, these people were not such miserable, rotten through and through. They weren't such absolute sinners. You should pray that they should do Tshuva. So he prayed and they did Tshuva. He listened to his wife. Boy, rachmi elavai, but how did the Tshuva? He prayed and that Tshuva worked. So this is also a problematic Gemara. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis. How can I pray that you should do Tshuva? What is it going to help me? If I say, help me do Tshuva, so I'm asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, I know I did a lot of Averis, and I know sometimes it's difficult to break habits. I ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, help me out. I have Bechira Chavshis. I want you to help me. Help me out to do Tshuva. How does it help? I should pray that the other fellow should do Tshuva. What happened to his Bechira Chavshis? But you see more that it does work. There is such a thing. Okay, it's a problem. As well. Cook has some kind of an essay about this to explain. How does it work?
Are you really praying for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to take temporarily suspend their Bechira Chavshis? Like they do with Paro.
And here,
you're saying, take away temporarily their Bechira Chavshis. Then once they're good, they'll get used to it and then give it back. But they'll.
Okay. That's one suggestion. Good.
Is that the union of davening with minyan? It's simple. Often you say the shaman is in plural because we said that for us it's more keila. So yes, I mean one person may not have done one of the various and the shaman of the guns, but he still is
part of the tzibur.
So could we not say similar sort of concept up here that he even though they were responsible for.
Could be. But it is a problem. Okay, it's a problem that you have to work on. Why is there such a thing to pray that the other fellow should do tshuva? What happened to his bechira chavshis? How can my prayers help for him? If he's sick, I pray he should get better. Okay. But if he's a question of tshuva, so that's what Bechira Chavshis is all about. Yitamach HaToim Aloichot. So Leitchi pointed out there's a perek in Yirmiyah, I think, you got to look in Tanakh, the perek in Yirmiyah, where he talks about the difference between Kli Cheres, once they become Tomei, they have no Tara B'mikveh, as opposed to Kli Mateches, that they have a Tara B'mikveh. And he's alluding to the different types of Rishoyim. That's the Poshim Pshat and the Nevuos Yirmiyah. Some Rishoyim are like Kli Cheres. That the Tumah, he can't be Toibel the Kli in a Mikveh, the Tumah is not going to go away. I mean, some Rishoyim are like Chatoyim. They become physical embodiments of Chet, and the only way to be Misakan them is by bumping them off. Yishover, to break the Kli Cheres. So for those Rishoyim, we pray V'lam Al-Shir Mati Yitikva, they should drop dead. And then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShvein Avinu L'Sarasech, we say in the plural, we're asking for everybody, not just for ourselves, we're asking for the Rishoyim. We should all be able to do Tshuva. So that's where you're asking for the Rishon, who are like Kli Matechas, that they have Averis, and you can be Tovel in a Mikvah, and you remove the Tumah. So a person is not so Mushrish Bechet, he's not so rotten through and through, so we pray that such people should be Chayzer B'Tshuva. So that was Bruyo's distinction. She distinguished between a Chayte and a Chata.
Don't we assume everyone has a chance to Mishuvah?
Yeah.
We do.
I don't know. You need a big hekel for this. You have to go through all of Tanakh and all of Gemara. I don't know. Good question.
We say Chol HaRishon created Tavidin, not Chol HaRishon
created Tavidin. Don't know. Then the Gemara has a conversation that this Bruya, she was a smart cookie, so she, the Gemara says in Psochim that she wanted to learn Mishnayis, but they had no schools for women at that time. So she, when the Bochum came out of the base medrash, he asked every Bochum, what did you learn today? So he rattles off on the Mishnah, you know, the next Bochum, next Bochum, next Bochum, next Bochum, every Bochum. She heard what everybody learned, and then she chazed everything. She was in Mulu Medes. That's how she learned. They had no shiurim for women. They had no kolelet Yom Rishon, medreshet Yom Rishon. So she went to the base medrash, and she got all the boys to teach it to her. So the Gemara tells the story that once an apikoris asked her, it's Tuki, yes, Bruya. What's Pshad Rani Akar Vala Yalona? Pash Pshad Ki Rabbi Bnei Shei Mamen Bnei Bilo Amar Hashem. The Akar will no longer be an Akar. So she, the Apikoris, understood Pshad wrong. Rani Akar because Lo Yalona. It doesn't make any sense. So she said, yeah, that's what it means. Rani Akar Bnei Yisrael are Akar. Shall Yal the Banim Leganim Kavasach. None of us are going to burn again like you. So very strange. Very strange Gemara. Zalvechi gave a whole drush on this. He made a ganze drush. Okay.
What about how do you capture the Rachman and Amidah? We don't have kids no matter what. We don't consider they're going to be. You remember Chizkiyahu and Yishan Melech?
Yeah. No, she's saying a different thing over here. The Jewish people are not, that's a observation, the Jews are not interested in chapeng around the whole world. We're not interested in grabbing more and more converts to Judaism. There was a period of time, that's a observation pointed out, Yavetz has this in his history book, there was a period of time that apparently there was a tremendous movement of Gerim. At the time of the Churban Abayis, when the Jews were being persecuted, they were killing Jews right and left. So a lot of Ummah Sa'alim saw that this is a true religion, the Jews are giving up their lives, Siris Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. So you have a lot of the Tanaim, you have a lot of students who are Gerim. Ben Bagbag and Ben Hei Hei. Taisa says in the end of the first perik in Chagiga that they were Gerim. Then you have the Gemara and Brochus Leinach, Chav Ches. One of the students was a Ger Mayavi. Bo Bayom, Bo Yehuda, Ger Amayni, Lefnei, Beis Amedish, Ma'ani, Lovi, Bekol. There are quite a few Gemara, it's a Mishnah and Yadayim. The Gemara quotes on Chav Ches and Menal. Then Yavis quotes more. Then he says, we say Allah Tzidik Malchusim Geri Hatzedik Ve'Aleinu. Apparently, the fact that he composed in the Nusach HaBracha Al Geri Hatzedik, there must have been a whole group of Geri Hatzedik. So apparently, there was such a big movement in the days of the Tanaim. A lot of non-Jews were converting to Judaism, and there was a possibility that Judaism would have become the biggest religion with the most followers in the world. And then it turned out that not. So the Tzduki confronts Bruya, and he says, what's the matter with you people? As we keep on persecuting you, you keep on becoming more and more religiously devout. You are Moise Nefesh more for Yiddishkeit. Why don't you give up your religion already? Don't you see that your religion is not true? So she says, no, that we don't take that as a proof of anything. The fact that the Catholic religion is so widespread, the fact that today Islam is so widespread, doesn't prove anything. The true religion is always going to be shared with a small group of people. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. When he gives the share in the yeshiva to a small group of students, so he gives the share on the highest level possible. When he gives a public drasha, so it has to be watered down, because he knows that there are people who won't understand if he's going to give on a higher level. So he always, by definition, has to be watered down. So he said, if the Jewish religion would have attracted all these masses, all the millions of people who have, so the whole religion would have been watered down. So the Rabbanu Shalom didn't want that to happen. So that's why every time there was persecution of the Jewish people and we were shrinking and shrinking, so those who were Shemri Mitzvahs were more convinced that the religion is true. So that's why she says, Rani Akara, because Lo Yalada. We rejoice, the Jewish people rejoice, because we're not spreading Judaism. So we're preserving our religion on a higher level. If we would have had it spread further, it would have been watered down. The Moshe Mashiach is a different story. So everyone will understand the truth of the true religion. But we're not holding by that yet. So the smaller the group, we're not happy about the fact that the Jewish people are shrinking, but we don't have to fall to pieces over it. The Nevi'im prophesied this in advance. It says in Daniel. It says in Daniel that there will only be the Orthodox. The Jewish people will shrink, only be Orthodox. And then, Amina Maskilim. The Maskilim means the Orthodox Jews. And from the Orthodox, most of them will drop out. And you'll only have a small group of people. So we try to do whatever we can. We have Kirov activities. Try to be Makar people. But we don't have to fall to pieces. The world is coming to an end. Ah, the Rabbi. So the followers of the religion will be a small devout group, and they'll be on a higher level of religious observance. So that was the debate between the Tzduki. That's the observation. That was the debate between the Tzduki and Beruria. The Tzduki was saying, "Don't you realize that your religion is false by virtue of the fact that you're shrinking? You have fewer and fewer followers." And she says, "No. The smaller the number of followers, the higher the level of the religious observance it is." So she said, that's not the Pashu Pshat in the Pasuk, but this is an additional level of Rani Akara because Le'olada. The simple Pshat, Rani Akara because Ki Rabbim B'nei Shem Eimam B'nei Bula. Because Lasi Lava, we're going to have so many more children. So she said, no, even the wrong Pshat, Rani Akara because Le'olada. We rejoice over the fact that Judaism has not spread so much.
When he was Mashiach, he was saying, would it be better to teach Torah than non-Jews or not?
This I don't know. No, Masa Mashiach, Mala De'as Hashem Kamayim Lachasim. Maybe goes on Torah Shabbat. Then the Gemara has famous Agadatis here. The one on the bottom, the last 15 lines, in the famous one he referred to before, the Pasuk in Kohelet says, Mika HaChocham Umi Yodea Pesha Dover. Who knows how to make a pshara? What is this? Mika HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Lasus Pshara V'Yishnein Tzadikim in Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yishayo HaNavi. Each one was standing on ceremonies. Chizkiyo was the Melech, and Yeshayah was the Novi. So the question is, who should be Mechabit whom? The Melech should be Mechabit the Novi, and the Novi should be Mechabit Melech. So each one held, the other one should be Mechabit me. Let him come visit me. So neither visited the other one. But the Rabbanu Shalom wanted them to get together to discuss a certain important issue. What's Taka the Din? The Rama talks about it. Should the Melech be Mechabit the Kohen? The Melech should be Mechabit the Novi, the Novi. The Rama, I think, says the difference between the Tzinah Befraheskin. I don't remember. He says if it's in public, then the Novi should be Mechabit the Melech, and if it's private, then the Melech should be Mechabit the Novi. But that's the issue that the Gemara raises here. Each one held, the other one is Mechayv to be Mechabit me. Chocham Adif mi Novi. That's a Chocham, yeah. But over here it's a Melech versus a Novi. So who should win? There's a Din of Kveda Melech. Kabar Abiyas is not equal, but not all men are created equal. We don't accept that. There's more cover up in the United States also. They give more cover to the President of the United States than they give to me. That's obvious like that. America is also like that. Not all men are getting the same degree of cover. There's a double portion like that. So the Halacha says the different degrees. So the Shaila is when there's a conflict between the Melech and the Navi, who gets more cover? So the Mara says, look, Eliyahu Navi was Mechaber Achav, even though Achav was a Rosh. Eliyahu went out of his way to be Mechaber Achav. And then on the other hand, Farker. So the shaila is, which is the more correct one? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused, Me'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Evi Yisur Mechizkiyo, Chizkiyo took sick, and then the Rav Shalom gave a prophecy to Yishai, has to go be Mevakeh Chayla. He comes to be Mevakeh Chayla, so usually when you come to Mevakeh Chayla, you have to heal the patient. The whole mitzvah of Bikah Chaylam is, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that Rabbi Akiva came to visit the student who didn't attend, apparently he took attendance, and one of the students, one of his 48,000 students, wasn't in attendance. So he went to the dormitory to find out what's the matter. He said he wasn't feeling well. So he changed the sheet, and he opened the window, and he cleaned out the room, and he healed him. That's the mitzvah b'gachor. He comes, Yishai Navi comes to visit Chizkiyo HaMelech, and he tells him, you're going to drop dead because of your sins. What kind of a b'gachorim is that? He has to give him a nevuah. He has to give tochacha. The function of the Navi is to give tochacha. So that's what he tells him. Koyamar Hashem, tzav lebe'escha, make your tzavoy less will and testament. You're going to die and you're not going to live. So the Gemara, what do you mean you're going to die and not going to live? It's a repetition. You're going to die and maybe you're not going to live. So what does it mean? You did such an aveira. Says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote Gemara, when you come to be mevakeh cheli, you're not supposed to talk like this. But he was given a nevuah. Shainor, he was told a nevuah. He should deliver the nevuah. So he pops him over the head. You're going to drop dead, and you're not going to get better. Not going to get better. So he said, what do you mean? You're going to lose your adam azar, I'm going to die by adam azar. What did I do? He said, because you didn't have any children. I was stuck in the period. So he says, but I saw Baruch HaKadosh, the nafki minoy benin de lo malo. But I realized, Baruch HaKadosh, that if I will get married and have children, they will not be observant. So therefore what? And his understanding was, Chizkiyah Melech assumed that the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah, Pirei Berevia, is to transmit Yiddish values to the next generation. So if he sees Baruch HaKadosh, that he won't succeed in doing that, so there's no mitzvah, there's no value in having Jewish children. Kodem Atan Torah, the Gemara says, the mitzvah Pirei Berevia applied to the non-Jews as well. So the nature of the mitzvah, Kodem Atan Torah for sure, was had nothing to do with transmitting Jewish values to the next generation. But the Gemara says, after Matan Torah, everything changed. After Matan Torah, the mitzvah period of is what the Gemara refers to as Nemra Vinishness. It was given Kodem Matan Torah to Adam Arishan and to Noach. Then it was repeated at Har Sinai. So mitzvah Shenemra Vinishness, when it's repeated, Mikan Lahabot only applies to the Jewish people, no longer applies to the non-Jews. So the non-Jews now don't have any longer the mitzvah period of use. So that's the Shailah. Maybe the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. Chizkiyah Melech held that you're only yotzei the mitzvah after Matan Torah if you have Jewish children and you succeed in transmitting Jewish values, Yiddishkeit, the Masorah of the Torah to the next generation. But if you see Baruch HaKadosh is going to be benin de lo malo, children are going to be rotten, they're not going to be any good, so there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah period. This is Shaila Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Is Chizkiyah Melech right or wrong? The Gemara has a din that a gerish and his guy, Rahayul Abanim and Achu Yusom, is Yotze Pirei Berevia. There was a non-Jewish couple, and they had children, they had a son and a daughter, and they converted. So he's a Yotze Pirei Berevia. So Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokesh, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that you are Yotze Pirei Berevia. So the Rambam says, v'nizgar hu abanav imo. So the Magen Mishnah understands in the Rambam, only if this Gairu Habonim, if the children don't convert, so how can you be Yotze Pirei Berevia with non-Jewish children? And the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer quotes the Acharonim who disagree with the Magen Mishnah. They learn, no. Afilu Nizgaru Habonim. If the parents, if the father converted and the children didn't convert, so there's only once Gerush and Nizgar Shinala Domi, the father converted, so then everyone would agree that Rabbi Yechonah would say Yotze Pirei Berevia. The Rambam writes a chiddush on top of the chiddush, even if both the father and the children converted. So there's a double gerush and nizgar katan shenal dami. He moved away from them, and they moved away from him. So it's twice as far from tazvena yom yamayim as vekam. He was nizgar, and he's broke his ties with the children there when nizgar, they broke the ties to the father. So one might have thought that then you're not yotze pirei berevia. So the Rambam writes afilu nizgar habanim ima. But if the children didn't convert and they remain non-Jews, so for sure you yotze pirei berevia. So the Beis Shmuel has two pshatim in the Rambam. Magen Mishnah's pshat and the Maharal Prag, the other pshat in the Rambam, two interpretations. So they hold, they're clearly not like Chizkiyah HaMelech. Chizkiyah HaMelech holds that they're only yotzei pirei berevia if the children are Jewish and you will succeed in transmitting Jewish values to the children. If you know Baruch HaKadosh in advance that they'll be benin de lo malo, so there's no, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your effort and energy, don't bother having the children. So Yishayahu HaNavi tells him you're wrong. He tells him, "Bahari kapshe de Rachman Olam Aloch." You're not allowed to creep into the hidden matters of the Ribbono Shel Olam. My demifkid is what you are commanded to do. Iboy loch lemevad. You should get married and have children. Manicha kamikot shebricha levit. Whatever God wants to happen, let Him see to it that it should happen. If He wants your children to be religious, they'll be religious. Wants them to be benindel or mala, wants them to be rat. So that's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam to decide. It's not your place to make that decision. So what did Chizkiyah HaMelech respond? What did Yishayahu HaNavi respond to Chizkiyah HaMelech? So that's the big machloikas achreinim. What's the kavana? So some achreinim understand that the whole assumption of Chizkiyah, the major premise is all wrong, that the nature of the mitzvah Pirei Berevia has nothing to do with succeeding and transmitting Yiddishkeit to the next generation. It's just that you have to have children. It's even with non-Jewish children. It's even if benin de lo malo. Still, if you have children, you populate the world. So Yotze Pirei Berevia. Others say no, that Chizkiyah HaMelech's assumption is really correct, but you're not allowed to rely on Ruach HaKodesh. You have to observe the dinin based on Derech HaTeva. You have no right to rely on your Ruach HaKodesh to pass Mishadah. That's a big shaila indeed. Do you have a right to rely on Ruach HaKodesh or not. Big discussion in Achrayim. Then there's a third shot that Achrayim have. You look on Nan Yankiv, that was a third shot. And the assumption of both the assumptions of Chizkiyahu Melech were correct. One is only fulfillment of Pirei Berivya. If he succeeds in having Jewish children and their children, then he'll transmit Jewish values to the children. But over here, and you can rely on Ruach HaKodesh also, but his Ruach HaKodesh was faulty. He made a mistake. He thought that he's going to have the Nindel Lamala. The end of the story was that his son, his rotten son Menashe, was Chayzeh B'Tshuva. That's a historical debate at the end of Sanhedrin. Whether the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, I think was Menashe, was he Chayzeh B'Tshuva or not. But some Achrenim say that that's what Yishayah HaNavi told him. Had a kapshad Rachman Alamalach, your Ruach HaKodesh is shoddy. You're making a mistake.
That's a pretty strong kasha on the second assumption that you can rely on Ruach HaKodesh.
You can rely on Ruach HaKodesh if you know what you're talking about. He didn't have Yishayah Novi's nevuah was stronger than Chizkiyahu HaMelech's Ruach HaKodesh. He says you didn't see the whole picture. So that's a fundamental machlok. There are three different shot, and what was the response? What did Yishayah HaNavi respond to this argument of Chizkiyahu? Did he say the whole major premise is wrong? That the obligation to have children period has nothing to do with transmitting Yiddishkeit to the next generation? Or did he say no, all the premises of Chizkiyahu HaMelech were correct, but you can't pasken any Shabbat based on Ruach HaKodesh? Or did he say, you don't know what you're talking about, you're Ruach HaKodesh, you're off the walls, you don't know what you're talking about. The correct Ruach HaKodesh is that your children will be religious.
And Rosh Hashanah said that if something was taught in Har Sinai, so then it was to the Jews, not the
Oilam. Even though it was Nemrov initially, even though it was given before Matan Torah to all the nations of the world, but it's repeated in Harsinus, it only applies to the Jews, not to the Noach.
Right,
yeah.
So that's the case, and how we have shown that it's going to end
up,
because they were given before
Harsinus,
they
have Bichlal Tarim Mitzvahs. I don't know. It's a good question. The Gemara has this klal in the Sugya of the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. I don't know.
His children might be bad, but his grandchildren might be alright. Oh. He has no way of knowing it.
Okay.
It's like, well, look, Mashemai needs
him. Okay.
He's mixing the Rabbi Shalom's business.
Right. So that means that you're judging based on Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah,
your Ruach HaKodesh is not correct.
You can only see so far.
That's a discussion in Achrenim, whether you can rely on Ruach HaKodesh or not. They tell over the story about the Nodi Behuda with the Baal Shem Tov. Nodi Behuda's daughter used to visit Father Baal Shem Tov because Baal Shem Tov was a cousin of Mrs. Nodi Behuda. But she was afraid to tell her parents, she was afraid to tell her father that she ever visited by the Baal Shem Tov. They lived in the same village. Before they moved, before the Nodi Behuda was the rabbi in Prague, they lived in Yampala. So on one occasion when she visited by the Baal Shem Tov, so he stood up and he ripped Kriya in the middle. And he sat down and they continued the conversation. The rip in Kriya had nothing to do with what they were talking about. So she didn't know what this was supposed to represent, but she wrote down the date and the time, when it happened. And then a couple of weeks later they heard that the Orach Chaim HaKodesh died in Eretz Yisrael exactly at that time, that Baal Shem Tov had ripped Kriya. So then she went and she told her father, I want you to know that I used to visit Baal Shem Tov for months. I never wanted to tell you because I thought you're going to get angry, but now I want to tell you, you should know that he has Ruach HaKodesh, that he ripped Kriya exactly at the time that we just heard today, that the Ruach HaKodesh died in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly when he ripped Kriya a couple of weeks ago. No one knew. There was no telephone. No one knew. He's the only one who knew. You see that he has Ruach HaKodesh. So they say that the Nadi Behuda put on a stern face, and he said he was over on Baal Tashchis, because you're only allowed to rip Kriya if you're there, Bishas Yitzias Neshama, you see yourself. Well, you hear from an Eid Echod, but based on Ruach HaKodesh, you're not allowed to rip Kriya. So when they went and they told it back to the, some Chacham went and told it back to the Baal Shem Tov, so he said, what do you mean? I was there, B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. He lived in Poland. Our Chaim Le died in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Poland. So he said, well, I was there, B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. So that's the story. So they have some Achrayim write a lot about this. Even the Maritz Chais has a whole section. And Torah Sanavim, he has a whole sefer about Torah Sanavim. To what extent can we rely on Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah? To what extent? So this is one of the sources. Chizkiyahu HaMelech thought that you should rely on Ruach HaKodesh. And that's the question. What did Yishayah HaNavi tell him? What was the mistake in his calculation? That you don't rely on Ruach HaKodesh. Your Ruach HaKodesh is wrong. So that's the question. How to read the end of the story. So that he asked, let me marry your daughter. Maybe in your school, my school, together we'll have children. So Yeshaya Navi tells me it's not going to help. You can stand on your head. It doesn't matter whose daughter you're going to marry. You're going to drop dead. So he said, look, mister, you don't know what you're talking about. You know Nebuah, but I have a tradition. Kach mekublani. What does he say? Mebeis Avi Abba. I have a tradition. Who's Avi Abba? Rashi says, from David HaMelech. He was a descendant from the Malchus Beis Dov. Says he has a tradition for David HaMelech that was Afila Cherev Chad Menachas Al Tzaro Shalom. Yim Na'atzman Min HaRachmim. You can always, the Rabban Shalom can always make the gzer. Then the Gemara has on the top of Amabes. Afila Balach Aloyim Zayim Ula Adam L'machim Umeis. Even if you have a Nevuah in your dream. Even if you have a Nevuah. You see, Yishayah Navi had a Nevuah that Chizkiyah Melech is going to die. He says, even if you have a Nevuah, it's still possible a Nevuah L'ruah can be broken. If you do tshuva, a Nevuah L'toyva, the Gemara says, Zeinu Chazeres Reikam, and a Nevuah L'ruah can be overturned. So Miyad, right away, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his life is extended, how many years? It says 15 years. He lived on, he married, and he had a child, and the child was an Avid Avid Izan. As predicted, the child was an Avid Avid Izan. Then the Gemara has the two versions. At the end of Sanhedrin, was he Chayz B'Tshuva? Where the Menashe was Chayz B'Tshuva B'Saif Yom Avana. So what does he pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the schus of my ancestor, Shlomo HaMelech, Rashi writes, Avi Abba Shechipas HaHechol. Shlomo HaMelech built the whole Beis HaMikdash. And he made a whole Hechol, so in his schus, I should have a Tchias HaMeisim. You made a Gzer, I'm going to drop dead. I should have a Tchias HaMeisim. Why? Because the Ben Hoisha Shunamis was given a Tchias HaMeisim by Elisha HaNavi just because they did Kir Achas Kitano. How did the pasuk say? It's later. Nasalo, another 30 lines later, right in the middle of the Yom, it says, Nasalo Alias Kir Kitano. So what did they do for Elisha HaNavi? Says, Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. One says they had a roof that had no ceiling, they put a ceiling on, and one says they put a wall in between. But my great-grandfather, Shlomo HaMelech, he built the whole Beis HaMikdash. He deserves more than she had. If she had a Tchias HaMeisim for her little child in the schus that she made, Alias Kir Kitano, so I should certainly have a Tchias HaMeisim. So that's why his prayers were answered, and he was granted another 15 years of life, during which time Itaka had a child. Then the Gemara goes off on a tangent. Okay, B'nineh, tomorrow we'll continue the Gemara. But the six things that he did, some day it's three they agreed and three they disagreed. Okay. What happens to Lincha today?
Still 1:40.